And now, with a comprehensive look at local, regional, and national sports news, scores, and highlights, it's Aaron Kauk with the Skinny on Sports Report.
It's good to have you with us for this event.
Good afternoon, Western Oklahoma. I'm Aaron Kauk, and this is the Skinny on Sports Report. It'll be an I-40 party inside Taft Stadium on a Friday night in the Class 4A soccer finals. Weatherford Lady Eagles advanced to the final last night with a 3-0 shutout of Chickasha in the semifinals. Lady Eagles draw Ulaga to Lala at 8 o'clock Friday night in the championship match. Clinton Red Tornadoes are back in the finals for the fourth straight year after a thrilling come-from-behind 3-2 win over Fort Gibson last night. The Reds face Heritage Hall at 5 o'clock Friday night for their fourth straight 4A soccer title. Elk City Elks tangle with the Chickasha Fighting Chicks at 4 o'clock tomorrow in the first round of the Class 4A State Baseball Tournament. First two rounds will be at Noble High School, the finals at Bricktown Ballpark. Chickasha defeated the Big Elks 5-4 at Ackley Park about a month ago. Elks and Chicks met a year ago in the regional tournament. Elk City edged Chickasha that day 2-0. Can't make it up to Noble tomorrow? No worries. We've got you covered with live video streaming on BigElkTV.com. Southwestern Oklahoma State women's golf team is headed to Nationals. Lady Dogs battling down the stretch of the Central Regional Tournament for the top spot, but they secured a top three finish, and that earns them a ticket to the National Tournament. Swasu and Henderson State are jockeying back and forth for the top spot with just a couple holes to play, but the Lady Bulldogs are 32 shots clear of fourth place Central Missouri. Looks like Southwestern will end up with two individual top five finishers, and another two will reside in the top 20. Oklahoma City Thunder dominated Game 1 of their Western Conference semifinal last night inside Paycom Center against Dallas. OKC blew the Mavs away in the second half of a 117-95 Game 1 win. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander led OKC with 29. Thunder bench outscored the Mavs 42-23. Oklahoma City's bench a plus 45, while Dallas's was a minus 46. Fifth straight series in which Dallas has dropped Game 1. Game 2 tomorrow night in OKC at 8:30. Check back tomorrow for your daily sports fix right here on the Skinny on Sports Report. I'm Aaron Kauk.